I'm Irish, Annie, that's me. This is me place. And when you leave here, there's a smile on your face. So drink me whiskey.
Let's talk to you first then, Asa. Obviously, okay. This is your baby, isn't it? Tell us where this all began.
It began about 4 years ago during the lockdown. I was always been a singer, and I was obviously out of work like everyone else. So I took the time to sit down and do something I'd wanted to do for a long time, and that was write a comedy musical based upon the experiences of my family in Liverpool and in Ireland. So that's where Irish Annie's came. I literally locked myself away in the shed at the bottom of the garden and I wrote Irish Annie's, and you know, we started it with one show in Liverpool and that went great, and then here we are now on tour, and last year we did 40 odd shows. This year we're doing 38. Last year we did Ireland as well. This year we're doing places we've never visited, including, obviously, very happy to come to the Isle of Man.
Well, we're very excited to have you here. We're really looking forward to it. And obviously, you know, it sounds like it's as you said, a family link. You're obviously half Irish, half Liverpudlian as well, which is where that sort of comes in. It sounds from reading about it that it's going to be raucous and fun and moving as well. Obviously, yeah. Really good crack. Maybe a bit of a tribute to pub culture as well, because, I mean, there's nothing like an Irish pub, is there really?
No, it's true. I think what it's about as well is the fact that pubs are more than just drinking places. They're social centres. The places where people go to see friends, catch up with each other, you know, have important moments in their life. And that's the whole thing about, you know, we now know that, you know, pubs are closing all the time. And you know, communities are feeling the loss of these places, because it's like the old thing with Cheers. People want to go where everybody knows their name. Mm-hmm. So that's the importance of a pub. And that's what Irish Annie's is about. You see the journey of these characters who drink in Irish Annie's and the storylines. And like you say, there's laughter, there's music, but there's also moments where you reflect on, you know, some important messages as well about things that are going on in people's lives, the power of friendship, community, sometimes even what people are battling with to do with mental health issues and, you know, other things in their lives. And sometimes we all just need friendship and we need those people that we rely on. That's what Irish Annie's is about. And on top of all of that, you get Ricky Tomlinson as well.
And the room is warm in laughter, the songs are bright and bold. There's poetry and magic in the stories that are told. Isn't it a blessing? Isn't it just grand to know your heart and soul belongs to old Ireland? The Irish in the green, the Irish in the green.
I mean, to be fair, Ricky, I hope you can hear me, Ricky.
How are you, kid?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. It's so lovely to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
That's all right, kid.
So I want to know then, I was just chatting to Asa there about this fantastic production, obviously, and he was talking about how there's so many different elements to it, isn't there? It's about pubs, a tribute to pubs. It's about a tribute to people, about a tribute to community. I mean, that sort of sums it up, I guess, in a way. But what was it that particularly attracted you to it? What was it that brought you into this?
Well, I loved it. I've seen the play from the inception, and it's also a love story, and it's also about more or less my life, because I've entertained in pubs and clubs for years and years and years. And you get to know the people, you get to know the crowd, you get to know when they're on your side. And I love it, and I particularly love the end of every night when you see the audience up dancing in the aisles. People who probably never got up and danced in the aisles in their life. And at one theatre we played, they all got on the stage. It was amazing, it was wonderful. And I love it, and then obviously I go into the foyer and do, a meet and greet, photographs, and I hand out photographs and caricatures. It's an experience. It is an absolute experience, and people love it. Some people have been four times. We're out there to entertain. We're there to entertain, to give people a good night, and I'm delighted to say that that's what we're doing. We've got an incredible band on stage, a live band, all top musicians. They can play anything, and the crowd join in, they sing along. It's like New Year's Eve every night. It's great.
It does sound right up your street, I have to say. And, I mean, you're performing as yourself as well, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I'm 85. I'm just glad at the way.
Oh, I love it.
No, I've always been a sex symbol, you see, love. So.
Oh, you still are, mate. You still are.
People are wonderful. And do you know what I'm delighted to say? Because I've been known for them off the television, we've had one or two kids who've come along who were a little bit disadvantaged, you know. God love them. One or two of them in wheelchairs. And we've somehow managed to get them on the stage, make them part of the show. They're not just there to be stuck in a bloody wheelchair. We make a fuss of them, and the crowd love it, and I love it. I love it because my weak link is children. Mm-hmm. I love kids, you know, and the few Bob I've made in my life, I've given to two major hospitals. So, no, it's a great night. We've got a great cast. We have a great laugh ourselves. And I've told Rita, I'm packing up when I'm 99. So I've got a few years to go, yeah.
You say that now, I bet you I'll be doing a chat with you at 99 and a half and you'll still be on the stage.
You're shorter like a pint and you're shorter like a laugh. May your troubles be less, your blessings even more. Nothing but happiness come knocking on your door. We're the Irish in the green, the Irish in the green. Stamp your feet, clap your hands for...
I mean, we all know you've got a big heart there, Ricky, and it sounds like this show has heart at the centre of it as well.
It has. It's all about people caring about people, about communities. And what he's done, he's just captured the essence of my sort of youth growing up in pubs in Liverpool, where Friday night was like the centre of the universe. Well, someone would get up and give a song, and someone would get up and tell a few jokes. And he's encapsulated that. But as I say, the main thing for me is he's got this band on stage. There's very few pubs or plays where they've got a band of first-class musicians. They can play anything at all, honestly. And well, you know, it goes along with the crowd, you know, because normally, like, the bands get thrown off the stage, don't they, you say? We're not listening to that crap. But no, all these have been allowed to live, and the withers on every performance. Listen, I'm having a ball. I'm having a ball, and I want every single person who comes through that door at the theatre. I mean, that's why I sit at the end of the show. I sit in the foyer for an hour, and people say, you haven't got to do that. And I say, I have got to do that. They've come to see the show. They've come to have a word with me. So they have a little chat. I give them a photograph or a caricature. And I love it. That for me is part of their night out, part of their entertainment, and that's what it's about.
Well, it isn't also, you've just confirmed everything we were just saying with Acer as well, that it's about connection, which is maybe partly why you feel compelled to sort of meet everyone afterwards, because pubs connect people, your show connects people, and then you're continuing that on afterwards, aren't you?
Absolutely right, honestly. And as I say, some people come down, they're having a photograph taken before, and I say, haven't I had a photograph with you? And you say, yeah, this is my fourth time I've been to see the show, or the third time. It's absolutely great.
I have to ask, because you're a musician as well, aren't you? Do you play anything on the stage when you're up there?
I haven't got time. I play the banjo normally, and I play it very, very badly, but it doesn't matter. Just walking on the stage, you'll go, oh, you can play the banjo as well. You know, so I'm thinking of getting a bassoon and a double bass next, you know. Not that I can play them. I don't need to play them. It's all a load of bluff, love.
I want to see. So when I chat to you at 99 and a half, I want it to be because you've learnt them all and you're playing them all at the same time.
That's exactly right.
Well, listen, it sounds like just the best crack in the world. It really does. And, you know, I really hope that everyone turns up. You basically, people are going to leave that theatre with a jig in their step, aren't they?
Oh, they do. Honestly, they do. It's absolute. It's wonderful. But I've got to be careful now, love, because some of the women go starting to get me kisses and that, you know.
Oh, do you know what, Ricky? I need you to say that again, because at the very point where you said the women, it cut out, and I can't have that cut out unless you're being self-censored.
Listen. Try and pop into the show one night and come and see us, okay?
Oh, do you know what? I'm there. I'm taking my mother. She's family from Newry, so she's like, right, I've got to be there for this. So I'll be there. Don't you worry. I'll be front and centre.
Oh, well, I'll try and cop off with your mother. That'll take care of your hands and leave you free to do what you want to do.
Oh, you absolute legend. I'll tell her of that. I'll tell her to put clean undies on. Ricky, you're an absolute delight. Thank you so much for taking the time. And Acer as well. It's really lovely to chat with you.
God bless you, kid.
God bless
I'll
you
put
too.
You back to there.
All right, lovely to chat with you, Ricky.
Thanks very much, and don't forget to take him up on that offer for your mother. That's legally binding now. We all heard it.
You've said this now. I'm going to introduce him at the end of the show, and I'll just leave him to it and see what happens. All right. All right. Great to speak to you both. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Safe travels.
You
cause me no trouble,
or I'll clean knock you out. Are you listening to me,